This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Rio Aruba County has the country's highest rate of opioid overdose. That's partly because a severe shortage of funding for detox and recovery programs has made it almost impossible for people to get life-saving help with their addictions. Now, Congress has passed a broad health measure that includes $1 billion for addiction treatment and prevention services. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams spoke with Senator Martin Heinrich, who voted for the 21st Century Cures Act this week.
We fought very hard to make sure that the grant programs under this particular legislation get targeted at the states that have the highest need. So rather than leave it up to the administration to decide, I like this state or I like that state, it really is driven by the challenges that states face on a per capita basis. And so New Mexico is one of the states that really should be getting significant help with the opioid epidemic as a result of this legislation.
Significant help, but too early to put any kind of number on that.
Yeah, I think it's too early to put a number on that now, but we are talking about millions of dollars potentially.
Well, it's the states that administer this money, which in our case would presumably include the New Mexico Human Services Division. And HSD has been in the spotlight for mishandling funds like this in the past. I'm thinking specifically about a recent fraud investigation around HSD's handling of the food stamp program. Is there some kind of accountability attached to this money? How do we trust it's going to be spent in a way that actually makes a difference?
There will be federal accountability, but I think there's never a substitute for holding those state agencies accountable as well, and that's something we've been taking a very close look at. And so it's going to be up to the state legislature to hold the state agencies accountable. That's a very important piece of this. But also at the federal level, in order for those grants to continue to flow, they're going to need to meet the requirements of this legislation for spending the money properly.
There is broad support on both sides of the aisle for this in the Senate and the House. Do you think the bipartisan support that this bill had means that maybe there's a new willingness in Congress to give this problem some sustained attention going forward?
That's my hope. And, you know, in watching this crisis grow to so many other states, it has been really heart-wrenching. The only good that came out of it, however, is that those of us who have struggled with this issue for a long time, like New Mexico, now suddenly had a lot of allies around the country who saw what this can do to families, who see it in their communities on a first-name basis. And that changed the debate. And they weren't red states or blue states. They were states across the board. And that allowed us to create a very bipartisan coalition from the start. And it allowed us to have the kind of support, put together a bill that really avoided a lot of the partisan struggles that so oftentimes dominate politics today.
Well, Senator Martin Heinrich, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.